103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for music, money, and more. We got the 50th anniversary Miss Black America pageant coming to Kansas City August 18th. And here to tell us all about it, we got Dwayne in the studio representing. How you doing, Dwayne?
I'm doing great. How about yourself,
buddy? All right. And you got a friend next to you today representing Celeste. How you doing this afternoon?
I'm very good. Thank you.
And on the phone with us representing for Miss America as well is Alita Anderson. How you doing?
Oh, I'm super excited. And hey, Dwayne and Celeste.
Hey, Alita. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
All right, so who wants to start off and tell us about how we got the Black America pageant coming to Kansas City?
Go ahead, Ms. Alita, please give us that information.
Absolutely, and I definitely want to thank you, Dwayne and Celeste, for being there. You're doing much more than filling in. Dwayne is actually the chair of the committee there in Kansas City for the Miss Black America pageant, along with Kimberly Randolph. So we're excited about all of the input. And part of the reason that we're there is the warm welcome we're receiving from the 12th Street Heritage Development Corporation, from Mayor Pro Tem Scott Wagner, from the mayor himself, Mayor Sly James. It's all been a just hospitable and warm rollout, even on the way to the programming, the exciting programming, which is going to take place August 11th through August 18th. And Kansas City really ties right in to the Miss Black America pageant and the 50th anniversary, as this is also a Black History TV special. And there's so many nuances in Kansas City, many that I've recently learned about and that we're excited to share with the rest of the country and the rest of the world.
What are some of the events that's going to happen throughout that week?
Go ahead, Ms. Celeste. Please tell them some of the events that will be taking place this year.
Okay, the first event is going to be on August 12th, which will be the welcome reception. It's going to be hosted at UMKC. And then that's where we're going to welcome all the contestants to Kansas City. The next event will be held on August the 14th, which will be the founders reception. It will be a fireside chat with the founder, Mr. Anderson, of the Miss Black America pageant. And then on August 15th, we'll start a press conference and panel discussion. And Ms. Alita, did you want to give some background on the panel discussion that'll be held at that time?
Of course, we have an annual discussion, and its discussion is titled the Awakening the Giant series. And this year's discussion is going to be focused on mass incarceration. What we are calling it is the American experiment, mass incarceration, which is such an important topic to our communities, and even more so that we break the pipeline to prison and mass incarceration. So that's the topic of discussion after the press conference, which I know is going to draw lots of media from around the country and globally. We've had responses from the BBC, from Le Monde magazine in Paris. The Washington Post has some of their reporters that are coming out, as well as many others, and especially all of the news teams from around the Kansas City, Missouri area.
And then that evening, on the 15th of August, we're going to have the Gospel Showdown, which will be held at St. James United Methodist Church. We are still in need of choirs to participate in the Gospel Showdown. So Kansas City, we need you to show up and show out. And then on the 16th, we have the DJ competition and block party. That's going to be held on 18th and Bond. We are still also in need of DJs to come out and represent Kansas City as well as nationally. Then we go into our preliminary pageants, which will be held on August the 16th, that afternoon, which will be our talent and swimsuit competition. So okay. Talent and then swimsuit.
Emphasis on swimsuit.
Okay. And are we still looking for talent? Are we still looking for
We're always looking for talent. Yes, sir, we are.
Yes, we are in need of a Kansas and a Missouri contestant. So we need our young ladies to come out and represent those two states.
I do want to add in that, just to backtrack a little bit, the Gospel Showdown on Wednesday, the winners of the Gospel Showdown, and in fact, all of the finalist choirs will appear on the Miss Black America TV special. They'll have a key part in the opening ceremony and the closing ceremony and even some pop-up performances. So this is just an amazing opportunity for choirs. And yes, we are still registering choirs, and we have the same opportunity for DJs. The winning DJ will be the official DJ for the Miss Black America TV show, as well as an opportunity at the after party, which I know Celeste is getting to that as well. The DJ battle and block party is going to be amazing and talent filled with all kinds of icons like Curtis Blow and a variety of iconic DJs and mixers, but also some new school talent. We have Mike Zombie. He's excited to be there. He's a producer. I don't know if you remember him from Drake.
Yeah.
Start from the bottom. Now we hear.
He
has some new music coming out. Shade 45, DJ K Young is going to be there. Everybody's just super excited to experience the talent from Kansas City, but also to bring their own flavor to the block party and the DJ battle on Thursday, August 16th, which is after the preliminary pageant.
All right. So if they want to register to get in the DJ battle or any of these events or activities, where do they need to go to?
It'll be www.missblackamerica.com.
Okay. So make sure y'all get on there and get the information on how you can get yourself registered if you want to be a contestant. And are you still looking for sponsorships as well, Dwayne?
Definitely looking for sponsorships. You know, that's the key driving factor to this working. You know, the city of Kansas City, Missouri has been so instrumental in doing this, bringing this pageant to the city. But we're also looking for those corporate sponsors, because each one of those corporate sponsors gets a chance to be nationally recognized as being a sponsor for us. And so if your company is out there, if you have a major corporation, if you have a startup corporation, it'd be great to see your name going across that national scroll as the Miss Black America is being shown nationally throughout the country, saying, hey, Miss Black America's in Kansas City being sponsored by your company. What a great opportunity to look. We're looking forward to that.
All right. So Kansas City, let's get behind this great event that's going to be here the week of August 12th through 18th. I'm excited to check it out. And I appreciate everybody coming in here and giving us this information. If you missed out on any of this, no worries. Go to our website at kprs.com. We'll have details for you there. Thank you, everybody.
You know, one of the things we want to say as we finish up, we just want to thank the Carter Broadcasting Group for supporting so many events that I personally get a chance to be involved in. You know, you guys are always supportive. We thank you. We thank the Carter Broadcasting Group, Mike Carter and his group. We really thank you guys for supporting the Miss Black America pageant. And we want Kansas City, we really want you guys to show up, because this is going to represent Kansas City. It's a nationally shown television event, and we want to make sure Kansas City is showing very, very well. So thank you, Kansas City.